There is only one God, and his name is Death.
And there is only one thing we say to Death.
Not today.
Transmission started.
And now it's time for Fleshing It In.
You ready?
Yeah, sure.
What do you mean, yeah, sure? You hesitant?
Hit me! You forgot. What do you got on the top of those headphones?
What do you mean? Just tape.
It's tape and some extra tape just to soften it for your head? For your bald head?
No. I think at first I'd put the green ones on there because everyone at Hasbro has these same headphones.
Uh-huh.
And when I was doing more editing for them, I was afraid that someone was going to take them because All the other ones are just like communal headphones.
Yeah.
And then the shit started wearing away. So that's why I put the black tape, the gaff tape on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not because of your head rash?
No, it had nothing to do with my head rash. The head rash is unrelated. The head rash is not the same thing. Hello and welcome to another episode of Fleshing It In with me, John Stenning. I'm here with Buck St. Thomas.
Hello.
Buck, thanks for coming.
You're very welcome.
For those of you who listened to episode one of the show, Buck was one of the kind people who called in to talk about celebrity deaths in 2016 and celebrity deaths in 2017. So, yeah. Buck, well, let's just remind our listeners, the death that affected you the most in 2016 was?
Sir George Martin.
Oh, I didn't realize he was a knight. Oh,
he's been a knight.
Well, now he's dead, so now he's...
Now he's, yeah.
Just his legacy.
Yeah.
But, and for those people who don't know, not to be confused with George R.R. Martin.
No.
The author of...
George Railroad Martin.
Oh, is that what R.R. stands for?
No, definitely not.
Oh, man, you got to start that rumor. George R.R. Martin. So George R. Martin was the producer for the Beatles?
Yes.
On some albums? On all albums?
On, I believe, all albums. Except Let It Be was Phil Spector, I think. But he had a hand in it. He was the engineer at first. And then he kind of pioneered the very hands-on producer role.
Interesting.
He's the one who brought the strings to the Beatles.
What do you mean?
He would arrange all the strings. Anytime there's...
Like guitar strings?
No, like a string section, like violin.
This is the fattest string. You put that one closest to you, then the next fat one.
It's a fair point that a guitar is a string instrument.
You mean violins,
like
cellos.
Say Yesterday, the song Yesterday.
Mm, yeah, which we don't have the rights to play on this podcast.
I can't even say it, probably.
Probably not. The word Yesterday.
It's a string quartet in that song.
Gotcha.
And... anytime there was, you know, because Paul and John, they didn't read music.
They're idiots.
Yeah.
Those two fucking guys.
Yeah, because it's so important to be able to read music.
You have to read music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, he really, like, encouraged them to go down the road of experimentation with sampling. They were the first people to include samples.
Really? The Beatles?
On, like, popular records,
Eat your heart out, Kanye West.
I know.
He loves samples.
Yeah, if they could only see, you know, if they one knew that one day it would lead to Black Beatles, then I think, you know.
So when he passed away, you cried for a week and...
Yeah, still, you know, every morning, nightmares.
Morning nightmares.
It's bad.
Sounds almost like an oxymoron.
It's really bad, yeah.
Well, and so regarding 2017, you mentioned that you think George H.W. Bush... will be one to go in 2017, and I don't know, man. That's a pretty good guess.
I do.
That's a pretty good guess.
Thank you. I think he's on his way out. He's forgotten.
Been forgotten about. No, like people don't remember him anymore.
He's like the forgotten that came out and voted for Trump. He's the forgotten. You know.
Well, speaking of Trump, you said he was going to be all the odds and survive 2017.
Yeah, I think he's going to bow out. I think he's going to resign.
You think he's going to resign?
Yeah, I think he's going to bow out.
No way!
I do.
How soon?
I don't think he can take it anymore. I give it a couple more months.
And he's going to resign?
I think he's going to resign and say, you know what, I don't need this.
Wow, I mean, a lot of people are praying for impeachment. You think he's going to resign?
I think if it ever gets to the point of impeachment, he's not going to let that happen. He's going to go out on his own terms.
Well, you can't fire. can't, you know, it's crazy. You can't do that to me because I'm tremendous. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So, yeah, cool. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for calling in. If George H.W. Bush dies next, then...
I killed him, yeah.
Oh, my God. You can't say that.
No, did you happen to see that him in the Super Bowl
coming out? Yeah, kind of sad.
And then did you see the meme of him as Mermaid Man with Barnacle Boy?
Oh, that's funny.
It's like, it's unbelievable. The guy next to him had the sailor hat on and everything.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And who's Barbara?
She wasn't included.
Patrick?
Probably Patrick.
Fuck
yeah.
Barbara Bush. Yeah, she's almost as bad as Nancy Reagan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, so you entered into the Deadpool.
Okay.
With H.W. Bush.
Yeah.
And so far, no one on the Deadpool has died yet. So there's literally no news.
Although I got close.
Yeah, you got close.
He had a hospital scare
in January. Right, in January. And then he made that appearance at the Super Bowl.
Right, where he couldn't open or close his mouth or move his fingers.
He didn't look like he moved at all other than maybe blinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not sure if someone had, some monofilament attached to his eyelids. They were blinking for him, you know? Yeah. I think that might have been
happening. That could have been a robot. He could actually be dead.
Who would make a robot that looked that shitty? It'd be such a dumb idea.
They threw it together.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. So speaking of death, how often do you think about death, Buck?
Every day.
Every day? Really?
Yeah, for sure.
And
whether consciously or unconsciously.
Sure, sure. It runs through your head.
Yeah.
Now, in regards to yourself or just in regards to death in general?
Myself.
Like, you're the inevitable.
I'd say that, yeah, given the state of the world right now, it's impossible to not think about death.
Sure.
For others.
Yeah.
But... myself, you know, like, every time I walk into a room, I'm like, how am I going to get out of here in case someone comes in?
Oh, so this room that we're in right now, actually, this is the first time
you've ever been in here. Window all the way, yeah.
Yeah, but there are those windows that have, like, the what do you mean, you'd open the window and get out?
No, yeah, I would dive through the window.
But there's, like, wood, there's a lattice part of that window. There's wood.
You don't think I could go through that window if I dove through that window?
You got kind of like a heavier duty jacket on. It'd be nice.
I got my
Carhartt
on.
Yeah. This jacket would tear up. I got like a windbreaker on. It would tear right the fuck up.
Yeah. No, I'd be ducking and rolling. And
I'd wrap myself in the green screen.
I'd be halfway down Mineral Spring before you even...
Now, for what reason is this? Is this a...
It's just, I don't know. It's just
Do you think we're near Mineral Spring Ave?
That's how I got here.
Oh, man. You've been running fast then.
Yeah.
All right, well, don't tell everyone the address. God, Buck is tweeting the address right now.
Yeah.
So when it comes to, your own death, have you ever thought about, you know, maybe... I mean, you're a young guy. It's people our age don't talk about, like, making a will or anything like that, or figuring out funeral arrangements, or personally, I think being buried in the ground is... a bit insane. Just taking up a lot of room.
Yeah.
So what about, in regards to thoughts like that, you ever have any afterlife thoughts?
Well,
what's going to be done to your body?
I've thought, it may be more of a comical thought, but it would be really...
That's good. That's the best one.
It would be really funny to Scott Tenorman someone and... have it in your will that you wanted to trick people into eating your ashes.
And so Scott Tenorman, for the uninitiated...
Actually, it wasn't even the ashes. It was the ground up body parts.
Of his parents.
Of his parents, yeah.
He ate.
Yeah, he ate. He Cartman fed
him.
The character Scott Tenorman.
So I'm not sure. Yeah, you want to be Scott Tenorman. You want to. You want someone to eat you unknowingly.
Yeah.
That's what you mean?
Yeah, so.
Who? Do you know who?
No.
You don't
yet.
Know.
I haven't thought about it yet. And I would assume my worst enemies.
And this, and you specifically want it to be some sort of, so like there's two ways to do this, right? You could just ground up the meat of your dead body, which you would have to do immediately after you die.
But because then they would probably die if they ate me like that. You know, I want them to live knowing that they ate.
Right, so that body needs to be prepared immediately.
Yeah, like, either that or just, you know, incinerate me and sprinkle the ashes.
That, to me, is not as gross.
Not as gross, but still.
You're taking away like all the bacteria and all like the actual like DNA.
Yeah, but I don't want them to like possibly die from eating me. I want them to like live a long life knowing that I'm inside of them.
That's twisted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. One time, I'm not sure where I heard it, and it might have been like an old stand-up comedy routine when I was younger. that some guy had this brilliant plan to, when he died, to be have him his body dressed up as Superman and then dropped from a plane like above above like a metropolis area. So like this body great. Lands on the ground dressed as Superman. I love that idea.
I mean, if you put it in your will, it has to happen, right? Right. That's how wills work. Yeah.
You get a good lawyer and a good will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
That is really good.
So if you were to do that, do you think you'd get, you think you'd still get yourself like a memorial stone? That's the thing. Like if you get cremated, you don't get a headstone, a tombstone, right?
No, I would have a tombstone and I would, my epitaph on the tombstone would be the names and addresses of the people who've eaten me.
How many people are you hoping to have eaten you?
Well, there's a lot of me, you know, I'm a, you know. 180 pounds, you know.
Yeah, you're a normal size guy. Yeah, pretty average size guy. But it's not like a one meal. It's way more than one meal. One person.
Yeah, but no, that's the thing. It's not like they're just eating the ashes. They wouldn't know until after. So it'd be like I'd be in like a lasagna here and like.
Wait, are you
chili here? Like from Scott Zennerman, you know, he was in chili.
Right. Well, chili seems like the best option.
Yeah.
Someone found a chili. I mean, a finger in chili.
Like, what's that? It's smoked flavor. You know.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Paprika.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in my own blend of herbs and spices.
Yeah.
Herbs and bucks and spices. So your epitaph would be their addresses as well?
Yeah, you know, where to find them.
Sure, their email address.
Who knows by the time I do. Yeah, probably
their Twitter.
Email address. Yeah,
their
some
Snapchat.
Sort of handle.
Probably their Snapchat, just like the ghost with the dots around it.
Yeah.
That so like you can just walk up to the tombstone, scan their Snapchat,
or
and
yeah,
follow the stories of them eating you via lasagna.
Or I would have like a post-mortem Twitter made up saying like at these people ate me, and then
that's
like
great.
have my widow update it like every time a new person eats me.
Yeah, like and would I would retweet the hell out.
Yeah,
of that's great. I like that idea. That's good. So you have an epitaph and everything. So as far as...
well, it all has to work together, you know?
No, but I think... So how much of this do you have down in writing? And now it's... Technically, this is going to be a published podcast.
Yeah, I think
so.
I'm good.
I think this
now.
Is better than mailing it to yourself.
I think I'm good now.
Yeah, I think you are too.
Timestamp, right? Whatever day it is. What is it?
Today's Sunday, February 19th. Even though for some reason they say don't date podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, whatever year. You know, I was just thinking for the purposes of...
No one's ever going to be able to figure out what year that February 19th was. I think it's more in regards to, like, when talking about, like, topical things. We're not really... death is always topical, folks.
Yeah.
We're all going to die.
Yeah.
So, as far as dying, how are you health conscious at all? Are you trying to maybe live longer than an average human by doing anything in particular? You know, exercise,
Yeah, but no, not really.
Yeah, but no, not really. Yeah. So, like, you think about it, but you don't necessarily act out on it, is that
yeah.
what you mean?
Well, I mean, I recently, like, as we talked about a little while ago, I quit drinking.
Yes.
Like, a year ago.
Congratulations. I mean, if you want to be
I think that's a big step.
Oh, yeah.
Towards prolonging your life.
Alcohol will ruin your liver.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
So there's that.
It can be fun.
I exercise, but not nearly as much as someone who really wants to extend their life, per se.
So how often do you exercise?
Twice a week. Max.
And you hope to do it more, or you're okay with that?
Because I think
that's great. Some people don't exercise at all.
I do actually hope to do it more.
Maybe like 3 or 4 days a week sort of thing.
Yeah.
What are you supposed... I think you're supposed to do 5 or 6 days a week.
Well, you know, fuck that. Because I
exercise 7 days a week.
Well, it depends what you mean by exercise. You know what I mean? Like... I don't consider yoga exercise or anything like that. I mean, it is.
You should.
It is, but I think more like calisthenics.
Sure, but yoga, I think, is a very acceptable form of, like, active stretching.
Yeah,
know?
It is. And
you're getting your heart rate up. You're burning calories.
I value it.
Yep.
But I was thinking more like running or...
Right. And you've done hot yoga before.
Yeah.
So I've done hot yoga myself, and it is, like, a really refreshing experience.
Yeah.
Like... Sometimes you do that shit for an hour.
Yeah.
You're working up a real sweat.
Yeah.
You're like really you're walking out of there thinking like, wow, all of the toxins that have been in my body are not in there anymore.
Yeah.
It's very refreshing.
Yeah, it's
but you're thinking just for your own personal sake, you'd rather do more cardio, get your heart rate up even more so.
Yeah.
More often.
Well, yeah. You know, I used to be a runner year round. Yeah. And I've done that.
Cross country type, longer.
Year round, yeah. Cross country, indoor, outdoor track, long distance stuff. And at the high school that we both went to for a short period of time.
Yeah, great place.
It was really intense. It was like before and after school.
I remember those people.
Yeah, so I quit my sophomore year.
Their Saucony shoes or whatever.
Well, it depends on your foot, John, really. Okay, I'm an Asics guy.
Are you?
Okay, yeah.
Are you wearing Asics right now?
No, I'm not running, though.
But those are still, like, nice shoes for your feet.
Yeah.
Merrells.
Yeah.
Yeah, great shoes for your feet.
Yeah, support-wise.
Sure, great. Yeah.
But depending on, you know, your arch and the width of your foot, there are certain shoes that are better than others.
And how important do you think that is to, like, your longevity? And,
great.
Yeah, because that affects your back.
Your back.
Your lower back. Your
shins.
Your legs, your shins. Now, those of you who don't know, Buck has the longest shins. You think you might, like, it's like when people say you have to actually see the Grand Canyon, like, a picture doesn't do it any justice. That's how Buck and his shins are. So
quickly becoming,
take my word for
out
it.
Of my control.
Yeah.
The legend of the shins.
So, healthier shins with better shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Less shin splints.
Yeah. I had.
Is it shin splints or shin splits?
Splints.
With the N.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
I had those in middle school.
Yep. And that's like a diagnosed thing. That's not just like your shins are hurting.
No, I had to wear an air cast for a while.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And a shin splint is when like the bone is being separated from the muscle or some shit like that?
I think so. I don't remember. It was so long ago. All I remember is I didn't have to run for that year.
Is that how you feel about history too? Like, I don't remember. It was so long ago. Yeah. Revolution?
History is mostly lies anyway, you know? So.
Okay.
I had a lesson this morning from my mother on the Crusades.
Uh-huh.
So I was talking about the Crusades and how, like, you know, we used to be the ones terrorizing Muslims.
Yeah.
And she...
we still are the ones terrorizing Muslims.
Yeah, I know. You know what I mean.
No, I know what you mean. It was
we as in Christians.
Sure, we're going into their territory.
Persecuting them.
Right, fucking versus, shit up, burning things down.
Right, versus being persecuted.
Right, being extreme about it.
Right.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously it all happened, but the history books, you know, in her opinion, and my mother is the type of person to do very thorough research about anything before she talks to you about anything.
That's great. That's what everyone should do. Everyone should follow Buck's mom and research things.
But anyway, she's saying that it was a bit blown out of proportion.
Really? How the extremity of it?
Yeah. Yeah, the extremity of it. Not that it happened. Obviously, it happened. But
you're not denying the Holocaust.
No, that's what I it took a lot for me to not bring up that comparison.
Right. Right.
But
I mean, sure. I mean, there's probably obviously different people tell the stories different ways, and
well, yeah. So I mean, whoever's in charge, you know.
Yeah, I mean, oof.
Yeah.
We know who's in charge now.
Yeah.
Donnie. I love calling
right, what
Donnie.
Are the history books going to say? It's a good thing we have a public record of all this stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
for long, because who knows how long we'll have
the internet's
freedom
gonna be
of
gone.
Speech.
Yeah,
net neutrality is out the window.
FoxNews.com and Breitbart are going to be the only websites you can go to.
No, Fox
and
News.
And one very specific porn site.
You listen, you give Fox News 2 months, he's going to hate them too.
Yeah.
Kellyanne Conway's already banned from Fox News.
Really?
Yeah, they won't let her on anymore. The other day, one of their anchors was just going on and on and on about how he just lies and lies. And I was like, wow, this is Fox
News. Oh, I watched
that.
That was Shepard Smith?
Yeah, it was Shepard Smith.
Shep?
Yeah, Shep. That's how you know he's cool. But yeah, I mean, granted, they are news reporters just like everyone else, but they have a history of being a little bit more right-wing, Who the fuck am I kidding? Right-wing and Republican, and they have been talking shit about Trump. Yeah. So it's fun. Yeah.
It's not to say that they don't occasionally have... you know, an insightful, smart person on there.
100%. Right. Right. I mean, and I think that's when it comes down to it, the type of research that you have to do. You have to listen to who's talking, where they're coming from, what their background is. There's a lot more that goes into it than just reading or watching one thing and then, like, making up your mind. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I said, take that lesson from Buck's mom. what do you do when you do work out 2 days a week? What do you do for cardio? You've been running?
Running.
Treadmill?
Yeah. No.
Outside.
Asphalt. Get out there, baby. Treadmills are not good for your shins or your knees, regardless of the shoe you're wearing, because there's like, I know they, you know, they try to make it so you can absorb it now, but it's not the ground.
So I only try to walk on treadmills.
Yeah.
If I'm going faster, I'm hopping on that elliptical, baby.
Just bring in your own treadmill everywhere you go. Just yeah. Only walking on treadmills.
No, I'm sorry. Let me clarify.
From treadmill to treadmill.
So I set up a treadmill on a rolling dolly, and I have someone pull that while I walk on the treadmill. So yeah. I'm walking on a treadmill still being transported.
It's a lot easier in an airport.
It's way easier on an airport. You don't need the dolly because you just got the... Why aren't sidewalks that? Maintenance. I just answered my own question.
Yeah. Jobs.
Oh, boy. Ooh, we should get more jobs.
Jobs.
Sad! Exclamation point. Sad.
Terrible.
It's terrible. It's tremendously terrible. I can't believe it. You're a piece of shit. I always say whatever I do when I'm trying to mention, I like to say, you're a piece of shit. I feel like, why hasn't he said that more? China, you're a piece of shit.
Didn't get a hand job until you were 26 years old.
If someone could just isolate the parts where we're talking like Trump and release it like it's real news. Because, you know, it's all bullshit. You're a piece of shit. It's fake news. Go fuck yourself. I'm tremendous.
Yeah.
We're spending billions of dollars on my family living all over the country. It's great. We're spending money.
Yeah.
What about eating wise? Are you health conscious when the way you come to eating?
No. I like cheese way too much.
You're a big fan of a local establishment called the Beef Barn.
Called the Beef Barn.
It's a place here in Rhode Island. God, there are a couple, right?
So warm.
And what do you mean?
The roast beef.
The inside of the place is warm?
Yeah, all of it. It's just like you're walking through like roast beef when you get in there.
Oh wow!
Like, it's like someone like sounds boiled oddly down. Sensual, it's like someone sensual. Boiled down roast beef and just sprayed it. Oh. All over the entire place.
And is that like a go-to place for you right now?
Yeah, I'd say once a week.
You love ramen too, right? We've talked about that.
Big
ramen's healthy.
Big ramen. Ken's Ramen in Providence.
That's healthy.
Big
I think,
fan
I
of
I love how you're giving all these plugs. I don't care.
They play really good rap in there.
Really?
Almost exclusively, yeah. Huh. I've heard Drake a few times.
Some people would say...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
He won, like, Best Hip-Hop Award once. The Grammys know.
Yeah, he wins things.
The Grammys know. They're this.
I respect the shit out of him. You know,
Drake?
For doing what he does as effectively as he does.
Oh, you're, like, too nice of a person when you say that. For doing what he does as effectively as he does?
It's true. I've been watching too many post-game Patriots press conferences, I think.
Yeah, that's like a... Yeah. That's a way to get people to forget that they're all Republicans.
He does his job.
Yeah. He does his job. Drake does his job.
Yeah.
From acting to singing to that freestyle that he did like a year and a half ago.
Which one?
It was like
is it just a freestyle?
Back to back.
Oh,
it was
the
diss track.
Yeah, he's good.
That was good.
I don't think he's ever really freestyled. That's just my own opinion of
him. No, sure.
I think he writes everything down.
Probably not.
Yeah. I mean, his name is Aubrey.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
That just means he writes everything down.
Oh, do you think?
I'd say so. He's Canadian. Very careful people.
That's true. You never catch them without a notepad.
No.
That's those fucking Canadians.
Yeah, they read off a paper when they're talking to you just conversationally.
Speaking of Canadians and unhealthy food, have you ever had poutine?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Curds?
Yeah, curds. Cheese curds, for those who don't know. Cheese curds on top of French fries with gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some sprinkled cheese on there, too.
Yeah, the fries are...
they throw bacon in there.
Cooked in duck fat.
Usually.
Sometimes with...
Deep fried twice.
Sometimes with duck. Shredded duck on it.
So I went to this place in Portland, Maine called Duck Fat.
Oh, that's great.
And that's exactly... And I also had a confit duck sandwich. It was fucking amazing. It was great.
You know what?
It was not healthy.
You know what confit means?
It is a different way of frying something at a lower temperature. Oil is fried at 200 degrees.
Isn't it its own oil?
It is.
So it's like duck
you're using
cooked in duck
in
fat.
In duck fat. Yeah. At about, I think it's around 200 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a lower temperature and a longer way to fry something.
Yeah.
Yeah, in its own fat. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to bring it back to foods to avoid if you're trying to live longer.
100%.
Yeah.
Anything fried, basically. Yeah. But I also am a big proponent for a cheat day or a cheat meal.
Yeah.
You know? It doesn't have to be a whole day where you eat 3,000 calories or anything, but like... Hey, if it's Sunday and you want to sit down and, like, watch the game or whatever the hell and eat some... I mean, I've never made confit anything at home.
Yeah.
It's, like, something that you have to get out, at least.
Yeah.
But hell yeah. Eat some nachos every once in a while because you're going to die someday and life should be fun, right?
Yeah.
And I can't eat salads all the time. I like to eat salads at work because work's already boring, you know?
Yeah.
Keep it boring.
So let's bring it back to Drake for a second.
Okay.
So why? I wanted to, because I was just thinking while you were talking.
Great. Thanks for paying attention.
No, I was, you know, I was in one ear and also in the other ear.
That saying is in one ear, out the other. It means you're not paying attention. You're just saying more ways of not paying attention.
Anyway. Yeah. So anyway, he doesn't produce his beats.
Okay.
That's the big thing with me.
Oh, my God.
It is.
Yeah.
Even, you know, I mean, someone like J. Cole, like a J. Cole, is, I don't really listen to him that much, but I'm a fan of him just for that reason.
Because this is an artist that not only raps or sings, but he's also making the beats underneath it. Whereas Drake is just getting a CD or a zip drive with 50 beats and he's picking 12 of them and making an album.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. He has no say in any making of any beats.
As far as I know, he's got a partner that he works with that takes care of all the beats.
Okay. So it's not like he's really...
No, they're a duo, but he doesn't get it. Where's this guy? You don't know about this guy, you know?
It's not like Adele's co-writer who's going up there with her on the stage.
Yeah, I mean, well, like, the real test is, would you listen to, you know, Drake over nothing, or would you listen to those beats without Drake?
I'd probably listen to those beats without Drake.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't want to hear Drake alone.
I think talent-wise, you know, it's like at least 60-40.
Yeah.
In favor of the beats. I mean, Drake just kind of at first aped a little.
You're really trying to call Drake out.
I guess I am.
Yeah.
You know, the more I thought about it, I don't really respect it that much, I guess.
Wow, man, that might have taken 12 minutes for you to change your opinion. I think it did. That's amazing.
Well, you know, I mean, if you think about how when he first came out, he was signed by Lil Wayne, right? He was
on Young Money with
Lil Wayne. Yeah, he was kind of like copying the flow a little bit.
Yep.
Right, and he eventually started doing other things.
His own
and
sort
he sang.
Of thing.
He sang, which was different.
Yep. A little bit more R&B.
Not very well. It's more like sustained talking than singing per se.
Sure. Buck's a music snob if you haven't figured it out yet.
But you know what?
A great musician in his own right.
So he had that line.
You, not Drake. I was trying to compliment you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Go ahead.
So he had a line about like, remember his first song?
No, you have to remind me. I'm sure
everything.
Yes.
So he doesn't he say like, I'm not a referee, but I can make the pussy whistle.
I don't know specifically, but I believe it.
I think so. Well, you know, here's the thing. I always heard it on the radio, and it was always edited, but it made sense to me that he'd be saying pussy.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Which, on the surface, is a clever thing to say, right?
I guess.
But why?
Yeah, why?
What is he doing to make, like, is he like putting air in the vagina and then having her squeeze it out? Or is he
making girls
squeeze? Is his
dick
so small that there's space on either side of the pussy to, like...
Or are these vaginas too wide?
Or are they too wide? Yeah.
Because, I mean, sure, Drake might have a small penis, but they might be wide vaginas.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
Like a... What is it again?
It doesn't count if it doesn't touch both sides. That's what I say.
That's happened to you?
No.
Oh, my God.
There was an old guy at the meat department. We used to make, like, jokes to each other back and forth. And when he would tell, like...
The meat department is not a euphemism for a sex club that you worked at.
I worked at multiple meat departments over my life.
You worked in meat departments at a supermarket.
At a very well-known supermarket, yeah.
Yeah, Gelson's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was this old guy. Let's say his name was Mike.
Yeah.
Which it is.
Well, it's such an uncommon name that... People are going to find him.
We would sell hot dogs, and...
everyone is Googling Mike.
We would sell hot dogs, and I would say, like, I bet you take these home and fucking elastic four together and stick them in your asshole. And he would say, it doesn't count if it doesn't touch both sides.
Oh, this is disgusting. Oh, my God. This isn't that type of show. What the hell? This is just, like, the most blue-collar joke in the world. Talk about really taking something and spinning it back on someone. Really trying to put him in his place.
Yeah.
And tell him that he liked putting hot dogs in his butt.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to make this funnier than you can even imagine.
Yeah. He's the type of guy who would go home and, like, put on a thong and sit in a leather chair and turn the heat up to, like, 80.
How sure of this are you?
Just watch. You know,
you still talk to this guy?
Pretty sure. Yeah. Every so often I talk to him. Yeah. He's funny.
Let's get him on.
He's funny.
Let's get him on this show.
He's a super funny guy. I could get him on the show. I don't know how receptive he would be to it. I'm 100% sure he doesn't know what a podcast is.
I love that.
But he, he's a fucked up dude.
Oh, that sounds great. So yeah, go to your local Gelson's, ask for Mike. And I mean, if you use some context clues as far as what local might be, then you might find them.
Yeah, well, I mean, just go put elastic four hot dogs together and go swing it around. See who comes.
Swing it over your head. Yeah, attach it to a shoelace and swing it around above your head. Hot dogs are healthy. You eat hot dogs often?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
No. I did actually the other night, though.
What, like, you made them at home or you got them somewhere?
No, well, they were in the fridge. Let's just say.
I didn't mean, like, you encased them.
Although I know how to do that, sort of. Not necessarily because hot dogs. Hot dogs is more of a process.
More sausage. Yeah.
Sausage I could do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of the meat department. Okay, this is true.
Wish it was the name.
This is true. This is a pump action sausage Everything machine. And the company that made the sausage machine was just Dick.
D-I-K?
D-I-C-K. So you would go back there with, you know, casings and pump the dick.
But it's just a name. Oh, my God. It's just the name of the
Who's
brand,
Who's pumping
right?
the dick today?
They didn't say that, did they?
We said that, yeah.
Because you could.
Because
you didn't
how
have
could
to.
You not?
You didn't
it
have
wrote
to.
Itself.
Oh, my God. Imagine the things that are said in a meat, in like a meat.
I don't have to imagine them.
All males. That sounds awful.
It wasn't all males all the time, but there was, you know, sexual harassment cases.
Yeah, right. I hate to think what other people were, what had to be faced with. Poor women.
One time this girl came in, she was having a rough day. I don't know if she had just been having issues with her boyfriend or whatever. But, you know, we had all built up a rapport with this girl to where we could, like, sort of be ourselves in a meat department, which is a terrible thing to say.
Yeah.
But, anyway, she came in one day, and one of my bosses was, like, just joking around, turned to her, and he's like, whoa, you look rough today. Sexual harassment. Warning.
Yeah.
But filed a sexual harassment suit and everything like that.
She filed it against him. Yeah. It's rude.
It's very rude.
It's a rude thing
it's
to
very
say.
Very rude.
Comment on my appearance, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Well, like, the appearance doesn't matter when it comes to the job, right?
Yeah, well,
I mean,
no,
other
it
than, like, being filthy. Like, you don't want to show up filthy.
It doesn't, but, you know, I mean, if you put guys in a room where no one else can hear them with a lot of phallic objects, there's jokes. There's a lot of jokes that are,
sure.
that are definitely
inappropriate. Sure, but you need to know when to draw the line.
Yeah.
Or you need to know your audience.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the times, like, I'm sure there are sexual harassment things that happen all over America that aren't filed because it's the right audience, you know?
Yeah.
And so it might have been an inappropriate thing to say, but you're just like, I'm joking with the guys, you know? Whatever.
Yeah.
There's that sort of mentality.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that doesn't mean that all of a sudden a woman can walk into that environment. How did we get here? This is interesting. And just, you know, treat them as if they were this male who is comfortable with that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, there was a really interesting situation where they hired a boss from outside of the company, and they were in transition.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the older guys weren't necessarily used to that and didn't have a problem with it, but just didn't understand pronouns or anything like that.
Right, because people need to be educated. They don't understand.
So when they left,
we
would find notes around that said, like, they... them, like, underlined, like she was, like, pranking us a little bit because, you know, some of the older guys would say he or she or, you know, yeah.
And this
customers
person preferred
too. Customers
be,
too.
Be called they or them.
Yeah.
Right. Because that was their personal preference.
Right.
Customers, though.
It's tough.
It's tough because you might not know, especially depending on where you are in a transition.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, so, yeah, that's... I feel like there's a little bit more leniency there. But if it's someone who's working, like, in an establishment, you know, that's a bit different.
Yeah.
So,
worked through a lot of issues in that meat department.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah.
I worked at a supermarket, too, for a long time. Produce department.
How did that go?
It was fine.
Produce seemed pretty chill.
Produce was chill.
Yeah. It's kind of...
A lot of whippets. They used to keep the... like, the whipped cream in the back of the cooler for some reason for, like, the Dunkin' Donuts or some shit. And, oh, boy. It was one summer.
Yeah.
Discover what Whippets were. Bad for you. Don't do Whippets. Those aren't going to help you live any longer.
You're a towel.
That's dumb. What is that?
You're a towel.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah. Want to get out?
Basically what you sound like.
Yeah.
Don't do Whippets, kids.
Yeah.
All the 14-year-olds listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Don't do Whippets. I have such an itchy back. I'm starting to feel like it's cancer and I'm going to die. You guys can't see it. But I have this itch. I've been itching it for the past 3 minutes, and I think it's forming into a bump, and it's going to be cancer, and I'm going to die before this. I can even release this.
I don't think that's how cancer works. I don't think it waits for
we
you.
We don't know how cancer works, Buck.
Just keep, you know, just go get some cancer meds at the weed store.
Where? Where's the weed store?
It's everywhere.
Yeah, man. Wherever you want it to be, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
That's serious, though. I hear it's, like, curing cancer now.
I think it is helping people cope. I don't know if it's curing cancer. I think there's
certain types of cancer that it, like, attacks.
Specifically, yeah. Yes. In the way the cells reproduce quickly. Yeah. Do your own research, because we kind of know what we're talking about.
Right.
There's also, like, there's CBD oils, which help, like, with the pain, and it also helps with people who have seizures and strokes and different stuff like that, so they can kind of cope with that sort of
Alzheimer's
shit.
Alzheimer's.
Yes.
And Parkinson's.
Dare I say, probably not as bad for you as alcohol.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Because, I mean, yeah, sure, you're breathing
in
smoke.
In moderation.
You're breathing smoke into your lungs.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not the same as cigarettes. And alcohol destroys your liver.
Yeah.
Your liver is a filter.
Yeah.
And alcohol is a poison that is constantly filtering through. Right. But I also agree, moderation is good in all accounts.
Yeah.
Just like we talked about with, you know, wanting to have a cheat meal or something like that. Like, yeah, do that every once in a while. Have a drink every once in a while. Smoke an ounce every once in a while. Or, you know, but do whatever, you know, yeah. And everyone's different, too. So, like, some people are better at holding their liquor. Man, I know some people who can drink, like, 4 times as much as me, you know? And I get hammered off, like, 2 drinks. Maybe it's because I don't drink a lot, but
it's
fuck.
Definitely because you don't drink a lot.
All right.
And also, maybe your body weight, too.
What do you mean? You call me fat?
Smaller.
No, I'm not.
You're skinnier smaller. Now.
I'm skinnier than I used to be.
Get used to it. Deal
I
with
can't.
It.
I can't. I look in the mirror and I see someone who is still fat.
Have you shaved ever since completely? Notice that you can see your jaw and stuff like that?
100%. My face is the thing that I'm most proud of, I think.
Okay, good.
The way my face looks. It's mostly my midsection.
It's because you're so attractive.
Thank you so much. My chest and my shoulders don't bother me, but it's mostly my midsection.
So how much, why don't you say, tell how much you lost?
Right now, 80 pounds.
80 pounds.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Thanks.
It's a lot of pounds.
You didn't congratulate me. I just said thanks.
It's a lot of pounds.
So I think some of the midsection problem, and this is something that a lot of people don't like to talk about, but it might be loose skin.
Okay.
You know?
I can see that.
I didn't lose the weight super. It took me 2 years to lose that much weight.
Yeah.
2.5 years, you know? So it's not like I lost it really quickly. But, and they say that, like, you can take certain vitamins and drink a lot of water, but, like, at a certain point, that skin isn't going to stretch back, you know? So,
yeah. How do you deal with that, then?
What do you mean?
Loose skin.
Some people it just gets better because they're young enough and they drink enough water and it bounces back. I think people who lose, like, 250 pounds, if they want to get rid of that loose skin, I think most of the time they're having surgery.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm anywhere near needing to have surgery. I think I need to do more ab workouts.
Okay.
Know? I think I need to do, that's probably what I need to focus more on, my core.
Your core.
I focus mostly just on cardio, so I'll just, like, get on the bike or get on the treadmill or get on the elliptical.
Right.
Try to burn 500, 600 calories or something, but not necessarily focus on my core, you know?
Yeah. Should get one of those things. Did you see the infomercial? It was on Shark Tank. That's with, like, the big infomercial, you know, the...
Yes.
It's like the skateboard, but you're like... Oh,
I have an ab roller.
You can have fun while you... And you shift around.
You can't have fun while working out.
You can't.
You can maybe... get, like, a little bit of a runner's high or something. Like, you're getting an adrenaline rush. Every once in a while, I'll get that. Like, if I'm really going hard on the bike or something
or
like that.
Well, if you're playing a game.
Yes.
Like,
there's
football.
Fun elements there. But you're not... If you're not bouncing around on a ball in your living room.
Yeah.
You're not... Listen, if I'm, like... I'm going to sit down and watch Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd rather stand up and work my abs while watching Seinfeld. No. I'm not going to do that.
No, yeah,
I
definitely not going to
sit
happen.
On my couch and watch Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And fuck around on my phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't buy that shit. Maybe it works for some people. Shark Tank's a great show, but that one...
It is a good show.
It seems like something Lori probably backed sell on QVC.
100%.
It seems like something that would sell
I've
on
seen
QVC.
The infomercials pop up, which probably means they're having trouble moving them.
A little bit.
Because it's
maybe
dumb.
Yeah, I really like Lori too, but that sounds dumb.
You know what I have from Shark Tank?
Oh, what?
Spike Ball.
Oh, shit, really?
Spike Ball is amazing.
Those guys were kind of local, weren't they? Were they
I'm not
New
even
England
sure.
Guys?
Probably. Well, no, it's a beachy game.
Right? You're right, it is beachy.
So probably not.
Probably
but,
not.
My brother came home with it one day
yep.
and told me it was from Shark Tank. It's like, it's such a fun game.
It is fun.
Even if you just like kind of forego the rules and do one-on-one uh-huh. and you're just hitting it at each other,
yep.
it's like, it's a workout. It's a real workout.
You have it at home?
Yeah.
And you have to play outside, right?
Got it. Well...
Probably.
I do play outside, yeah.
Could play in
I
here.
I can't play, like, in my home, but oh, if you could play in here.
You could
yeah.
play wall ball in here.
You could play a lot of things in here, yeah.
I never even thought about playing games in here.
Yeah, there's a lot of room for activities.
You could have shows in here.
If they let you. Yeah.
They do.
They do?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Especially if you moved to a place with, like, easier access, and you could just have people come in, like, without, like, opening doors and...
I don't think we're going to move upstairs, though. Now we're talking logistics of this new studio space.
You could definitely do... It would be nice to record in here. Like, or at least try it out.
I'm down to do anything in here. Like, you know, and even try to, like, rent it out to other people if they wanted to use it as, like, a studio open area, audition space. That's what we kind of... We got together earlier today, me, Patty, and Joe.
How's Joe doing?
He's fine.
Good. Yeah. Tell him I said hi.
We should wrap this up. We won't... I probably won't leave this part in, but, do you have anything else you want to say?
I mean, not really. You're kind of prompting me to say everything. Do you have anything else to say about death?
No, we hit all my notes and we've been going for 40 minutes. I think this was really good.
Okay, cool.
All right. What should I say?
We should bring a third person in if I do this again.
Sure. No, if you do it again, I totally think that because then you can change that
yeah.
dynamic.
Because I'd be down with being like a sideman and bringing someone in and just like feeding.
Sure, someone that you know, too, is even better. So if I ever sit down with Joe or Jesse
yeah.
or anything.
Or someone who's used to doing this sort of thing.
Right,
otherwise.
Right. Yeah, that's true, too. That's true.
Would
too.
Jesse be...
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Chris?
I don't know.
Chris, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
He's a funny kid.
He is funny. I think Jesse's fucking funny, too.
You know who'd be great? Paul McCarthy?
He would be. He didn't show interest, though. He didn't like my post. He liked... So, I put that post up, right?
Yeah.
Some people liked comments on the post without liking the post.
I almost did that.
But you already had shown interest that you wanted to record.
Yeah.
So to me, I was going to record with you anyway. You
okay.
know? That was mostly for people that I don't necessarily talk to, and I didn't know whether or not they'd be interested. Sure, I could reach out to every fucking Facebook friend, but that's...
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And annoying, too.
Yeah.
You know? But... Yeah, that was funny. Some, like, really good friends of mine that I've known since high school that I hang out with often, like, liked some of my comments where I made fun of other people but didn't like the post. I'm like, I hate you guys so much.
I do that sometimes.
Like, we sit down and talk like this, though, like, me and my buddies all the time, you know? And they're just, like, fucking lame as fuck now.
I do that sometimes, though.
That you'll like a comment and not the post?
Yeah. Because I think it's... I like it when people do it to me. Like if,
really?
Yeah, if someone, because it shows, like, these people coming out of the woodwork, like, huh.
Oh, they're paying attention.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Now, I hate
some
it
people,
when...
Some people aren't likers, you know?
No. Don't comment on my post if you don't like it, though. I fucking hate that
Yeah, but
shit.
What if you like what if you're not involved in the commenting at all, but you just, like a reply to someone's comment? Like, what if someone who's not involved in the conversation
Fine.
And doesn't like the initial post?
Fine.
That's funny. I think it's
That's
funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll find a post that I hate, but there's a one comment on it that I like, and I'll like the comment.
Yeah.
But it's usually like a post, like some political post or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and I'll see one good comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's say, what if you were given options of ways to die?
Yep. Me, personally? You're spinning the table and you're going to ask
you,
me a
What if you were, like, given, like, firing squad or guillotine?
Firing squad.
Why?
Take it back, guillotine, because it's way cooler.
It's cooler, yeah. It's cooler.
You're going to chop my head off?
And you're going to be able to see it, too, right?
What?
You're going to be conscious after you die for a little bit.
I want to look up.
But you don't get to choose that. It's wherever you roll, baby. Wherever
what do you
head,
mean?
Wherever the head rolls.
No, I want to look up at the blade coming down.
Oh, God.
I don't want it to hit the back of my neck. I want it to hit the front of my neck. So I'm going to be like, come on, you sick bitch, you know?
What about if it was like a dull blade? And
no.
And it might take like
firing
two
squad.
Three. than Fire.
Well, so that's the thing. Like, if you want to play Would You Rather, then then I would ask you, okay, is it a sharp blade?
Yeah.
It is?
Well, no. It takes two to three.
Okay.
And Firing Squad, they don't shoot at your head.
What are they shooting at?
Torso. Body shots.
What kind of gun?
Pistols.
So it's a long, drawn-out bleed-out?
Could be.
Compared to four chops at your head and then you're dead?
They could hit your spine.
What could?
Bullets.
The bullets. Who's shooting the bullets? Trained, armed sort of people or just everyday people who maybe have never even held a gun before?
Trained people.
Trained people?
Yeah.
So they're hitting me.
Yeah, they're hitting you.
In the abdomen. Below my heart?
From the back.
They're hitting me in the back?
Yeah, you're never facing. Are you facing?
Listen, I don't know if this is just some weird fantasy of mine, but I want to see very clearly how I'm going to die. Whether it's the guillotine or the... Is it always at the back? No, you better look me in the fucking eye if you're going to shoot me.
No, you got a blindfold on and stuff.
No, not for me. No, that is such a pussy way out for the murderer. You better look
at me.
It's
not murder.
It is.
It's firing. Well, it depends on the situation, I guess. I mean, in both of these situations, normally you've been sentenced to death.
Okay.
You know? So you've done something terribly wrong.
Yep.
Usually.
Sure.
Right.
Easy to imagine.
I guess they would probably let you see it if you asked.
Look at me. Look me in the eye. Speaking of, what, do you have any idea what your last meal would be?
Beef barn.
Beef barn? But, okay, so if you had to go to one place, if you could go to one place, would it be Beef Barn? You could literally go anywhere. I would go to fucking In-N-Out Burger and get everything.
Really?
Oh, my God, yes. Okay. I haven't had it in a year.
I think I would want to go somewhere that I've been before just in case, like, it turned out to not be 100%.
Yeah, you know, you can't leave this up to chance.
But, like, what if you go to, like, Peter Luger's, like, steakhouse or something like that? You know, like, it's got to be good.
Right, any Michelin
star. But you
could
get a bad day, though.
You get a bad day. The chef could have had an off day.
Do you want to be, like, bloated full and feel like shit when you die? Or do you want to feel like, I just ate a great meal and I stopped before I overate?
Oh, I want to feel bloated, I think.
You want to feel bloated?
Yeah.
Because then you're gonna shit a lot, like, right after
I'm
you die. I'm
going to be dead. Who cares? Sucker's going to clean it up, not me.
That's true.
Suckers?
Suckers?
So beef
you gotta
bun.
Clean up my shit.
Don't do
my
any voices on this podcast.
You gotta clean up my dead shit, suckers.
Oh God. anything else you want to say about dying, death?
No, I think that's it.
You don't have a will yet, right?
Just a verbal contract.
Will.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I'll make sure
it's on you to carry it out, or at least put this out.
I'm gonna put it on iTunes. iTunes, your legal team can deal with it.
Oh God.
They gotta scan through this first anyway, so it's all copyright.
Human scent iPad.
They probably own the rights to this more so than I do, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming, Buck.
Yeah, no problem. It's great to be here.
Thanks for listening. This has been Fleshing It In. Thanks again, Buck. See you.
Decaf left, regular right. Decaf left, regular right. Very challenging work.